Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, pet peeves.
And you know, you're trying to be polite, especially if you like them, and you know, you like them as, you know, for their character.
I have pet peeves that that are very important in the workplace. For instance, people who don't respect your time.
What is pet peeves? This term, first usage was around 1919. The term is a back formation from the 14th century word peevish, meaning ornery or ill-tempered. This is according to Wikipedia.com. But simply, you can say unacceptable or annoying behaviors. So tonight on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, first welcome to the show. My colleagues in the house. Ladies first. Salem, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Salem. And again, I do have Caleb. Gitachow.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back. And on the phone, we have a friend of the show, Al Hassan. Welcome back, Al Hassan.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Pet peeve is tonight's topic here on Let's Talk. Pet peeves often involve specific behavior of someone else who is close, for example, your spouse. And these behaviors may involve disrespect, personal hygiene, relationships, family, you name it. Well, I spoke to a fellow here, Cynthia from Channel TV in Nigeria, and I wanted to know her take.
Bad smells.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. There's nothing worse than bad smells. Especially when it's coming from the mouth. Nothing is worse than that.
I know.
It is terrible. And of course it's unacceptable, because when the person has this bad odor coming out of their mouth, and then it just makes your eyes want to, you know, like, well up in tears, because they're always in your face. And the thing is, there's this joke that goes around that those who have bad breath are the ones that like to whisper the most. So they come.
So that you can come close to
them? Yeah, they come close. And, you know, you're trying to be polite, especially if you like them. And, you know, you like them as, you know, for their character or their personality. Right. And you're trying to look away, just to look away and not say anything. But then they keep coming closer and wanting to say something. And you're just like, help me. So, yes, bad breath is... Oh Lord, that is top on my list.
Top of your list.
Nothing beats that.
Man. And you know what? The problem is when these things come your way, sometimes you don't know how to address them.
Exactly.
And it's difficult. Maybe like you say, someone you always talk to, you like to talk to the person.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
So I'm very generous when it comes to sharing mints.
Oh, really?
I am. But sometimes you have to really cut down on that, because it makes it obvious. Every time you see the person, you can't say, oh, here, have an Altoid, have a mint. Because it will become too obvious.
Right.
So, no. Especially when you don't want to hurt the person's feelings and, you know, they're really nice to you and kind and everything. But then they keep eating all the wrong stuff. And even if you're going to eat stuff you like that has, you know, something that lingers, then just have gum as your friend,
right,
as default. I mean, as human beings, you know, even if you haven't had anything to eat
all
day, you know, it could build up. So that's why we have the mints. They're not for decoration. They're for use. Chew on the gum, have some mint, drink a lot of water, and you should be able to relate to fellow human beings without making them feel like they're dying slowly, you know?
Or making them find a way of talking to you, trying to stay away from you and all that.
Oh, no.
So make it life easier for everybody.
Exactly.
I like that. Chew mints, drink water all day. Huh?
We're not, you know, I do it all day, but you know, at intervals, maybe every 2 hours or 3 hours, just pop a mint. I'm just saying.
It makes sense though, and it helps a lot at the end of the day.
Yes, especially if you're the, you know, you're in the single zone. And then you're trying.
Tell me about
it. And then you're trying to get, you know, a guy or a girl. You don't want to come up smelling like onions and be like, hi, you know. And you know the H in the hi has that whole ooh to it. So then you're like kind of like ooh bye. Oh no!
And you're wondering what happened.
Yeah, your mouth happened. Your breath happened. That's what happened.
Thank you, Cynthia, from Channel TV Nigeria, who is here with us. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing pet peeves. Now back to the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Please tell me, what is your key suspect when it comes to pet peeves? I know you may have a long list, but tell me something, especially. My friend, Salim, from a woman's perspective, you sit down there as a lady. What is really your pet peeve?
Well, I couldn't have come for a better subject than this one.
Really? Okay.
I really have a litany of things that I would like to talk, but we'll keep it short. So, you know, there's a saying. I'm originally from Eritrea, so there's a saying about Eritreans. That we blow up easy, meaning like, you know, they say it's like a colonial residue that fiat, you know, from Italians.
Uh-huh.
You know how they get heated up quickly.
Yeah, they go here very fast.
But, you know, in time.
And the pups love that car, too. So
yeah, so this is the joke around most of the people from that region. They say Eritreans and fiat blow up.
Oh,
quickly.
My goodness. That's funny. I never heard that.
Oh, really?
Wow, I never heard that. Okay. That's good, though.
Most Ethiopians actually say that. Anyway, so the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, you know, you got to pick your battles. And I have pet peeves that that are very important in the workplace. For instance, people who don't respect your time. People who... who criticize without earning the right to criticize. You know, you got to earn it, like show by doing before criticizing others.
Exactly.
It really is something to be earned. I mean, these are just general, but I'll let
our friend Caleb, the philosopher,
Caleb share.
Yeah, you know, I oftentimes when I come on this show, I find it very hard to be lighthearted about some of the stuff that we talk about because I get too serious. I'm sorry, Shade.
That's all good, man. Go for it.
And I'm about to do that again. Sorry. I don't know why, but I just can't stand munching.
Really?
I can't. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why, though. That's what I'm trying to think about now. I'm contemplating. Mm-hmm. Why can't I stand people when they munch?
That is interesting, actually.
But maybe it's because
what
I was
about when
always...
people sip? Like loud.
I don't have a
you know that.
I don't have a That one I'm cool with. I'm cool with that.
Oh, you're cool with that one.
But I'm thinking maybe it's because I was taught to eat with my mouth closed.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I thought it's because I was taught that was right.
Yeah.
So maybe the things that we have pet peeves are produced by what we've been taught.
Yeah, the environment that you grew up in.
Yeah, it's the culture as well. Yeah, it's the culture.
So if we think that it's wrong, it turns into a pet peeve maybe.
I mean, it is kind of annoying when somebody...
Why is it annoying,
It really is. I mean, it disturbs, like, your attention sometimes if you're, like, trying... It depends on the kind of mood that you are. If you're doing something, the last thing you want to hear is someone... Let's be honest.
Oh, my God. I know, right? Yeah. What do you think, Al Hassan? Let's listen about Al Hassan. Do you have Al Hassan on the line here? Al Hassan, tell me, man.
I detest snoring.
Snoring.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And it disturbs my sleep. I am mostly when I'm deeply asleep, and I got pinched somewhere, and I hear that the person next to me snoring. It kills. Believe me, it kills the sleep.
And you're trying to sleep, I know. And you're trying to sleep, and you can't.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I happen to have been married, and I kind of separated now, so to speak. But you know, I will leave it at that. And
how many years have been married? You said
I've been married for five, six years now.
Oh, okay.
Transitioning, so to speak. Wow. But then the most important thing, secondly, is bad breath.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's even worse. Oh, my God. You guys are bringing up, like, the worst things.
I have some good insight into this, though. I swear.
I hate bad breath. Believe me. You know, sometimes you don't... as an individual, you may not notice, but the moment you notice, you try to correct it yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, by having names around you, and you know, no matter how
that
often
could be
you,
insulting too.
You brush, yeah. you brush your you know your mouth, you brush your
teeth
so,
or whatever.
You brush your teeth.
You know, it's a condition.
I mean,
that's a condition.
Reaction, you know, the chemical reaction of your saliva after some time will send out that, you know, that odor out there. But it's up to you as an individual to take care of that, to make sure that what you send outside is pleasing to the beholder or the receiver. You know, and some people just don't care. Out of if it's either crass ignorance or...
Well,
you know, lack of hygiene, personally, like, people don't just care.
You know, I want to jump in a little bit on that one. As I spoke before, it could be personal hygiene, but also, you never know. Sometimes it's, because this sometimes is a condition that someone has and have no idea. And it doesn't matter how many times you brush those teeth, you'll still bring out bad breath because you have a problem.
There is medical, there are some that are for medical, you know.
Exactly, it's a medical condition. You need to know about it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's up to you, the recipient, to say something. And you need to be bold enough to do that.
It also depends on how you say it to someone.
Exactly.
You don't want to embarrass them.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
There's a thin line when you talk about these things too, right?
But pet peeve is it's more than just saying something to someone. It's this natural, you know, you feel this thing, like, you feel annoyed.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's annoying you.
But it's totally subjective.
I think I don't know if it's too early to do that, maybe, to say this here, maybe in a way to try to correct it, if perhaps instead of getting the person upset, there's a way you can, I believe, put yourself in a situation you kind of claim that you have, kind of act like the person with a problem. So, this seems to be worrying me.
Maybe Salim was trying also to help us on that one, but just hold it right there to see how you can help somebody with that.
Hold on right there.
Well, this is Let's Talk, and we're discussing pet peeves. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Well, it could be a condition, it could be hygiene, it could be disrespect, but some of these behaviors, as I say, they become acceptable to others, especially when you're spouses or friends. So how does that happen? I spoke to an intern in the house in Anajua, and I wanted to know her take.
People pretending to be your friend.
People pretending to be your friends.
Yes.
Okay, how can someone pretend? And then they're not, or they're enemies of you, or what is it?
Well, it's like they will, you know, be in front of you, you know, say nice things to you. Then as soon as you leave the room, they will be saying all these bad things about you, you know.
Or they stab you in the back.
Yes.
Is that happening a lot in college or what?
Of course, it's college. It happens all the time. I mean, even Bob Marley sang about it, so this is not anything new.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
They will sit down and eat with you and everything, sit down and sing with you, sit down and hold your hands, but as soon as you're not there, they'll say bad things about you. So.
Oh, and they stab on you and kick you and talk everything you never know about.
Of course.
There was cameras all over the place.
There are cameras all over the place now, but I don't think there's audio, so you don't know what they're talking about.
You wish you could hear what people say when you leave a room, right?
Yeah.
Because you just never know, just like you say. Mm-hmm. And why is this happening all the time? And I'm serious. I'm thinking, you know what? It is something that we have. It's something that happens. As you say, even Bob Marley saying about it. You're right about that. So what do we do in these kinds of situations? Can you trust anybody now?
That's a really good question. It's like, how do you trust people these days? It's very difficult to trust anybody. I mean, it takes time to try to trust people that are not, especially even the people that are related to you can do this.
They can do the same thing.
Your family, it doesn't matter that they're your family anymore. They would say things to you. So you have to look out for it. even family members. But I don't know. But at the same time, too, if you go around thinking that, oh, everybody's going to stab you in the back, you'll never be friends with anybody.
Exactly.
You will never even leave your house because you're just afraid. So it's life. You have to you take your chances. Sometimes you let yourself go.
Hoping for the best.
Hoping for the best. But, you know, keep your guard up in case it's the person that's going to stab you in the back. And then you move on. You take time. You learn from it. Yep. You know, sometimes there are obvious signs that certain people are stabbing you in the back. So you have to, you know, look for those obvious signs.
So you want to be smart and be aware of what is happening around you, right?
Of course, of course.
And this, and you, as you say, this is not just in college, but everywhere.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. At the workplace, at the workplace.
Yeah, you're right. Tell me about it. Thank you, Nanajua. A reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing pet peeves. Back to you guys. So when I spoke before with Caleb, I said, Caleb, you know what? I have a top 10 list. I'm not going to mention all those words, but this is just one of them in food category. We have these things like when you're eating your fruit, okay? And we know these fruits have stickers on them. And the sticker won't come out. That, to me, is one of those. Or sometime when the ice cream is too hard, you're trying to eat it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Or when you're eating a chicken wing, and unfortunately, 80% of it is bones.
Oh my gosh. You're adding us up.
And maybe this is good for Al-Hassan, since he's from Ghana, you're eating a food and it's not spicy enough. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, you eat it anyway, so that doesn't make it a pet peeve, right?
Some people especially the ones who really want spicy. They say, hey, I mean, this is not food, man. Yeah. Come on, we're Africans or whatever. We don't eat this.
It's
a junk food, something we just put together, just put out there, just to eat it.
Just to eat it, right?
Time, kind of. There's no heart put into it. That's what we think, those from the spicy part of West African enclave, you know.
But you gotta work with what you have.
I know, right?
Yes, exactly.
And that
remember
is what...
it, in terms of we calibrate it in terms of you know, how much we feel you know, in terms of taste of pepper. Or if it's what we call in the local parlance, maggi or something. If it's not that soupy enough, we feel as if, oh, no, this is American.
Like the pepper soup.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not pepperish.
You guys are really making me hungry.
Well, I'm about to
So much for chinchinga nyamachoma.
I know, right?
For your appetite.
I've had serious discussions with someone who had his hands up. And I mean, it's a public space. I mean, can you at least respect, you know, not because I was trying to be annoying or anything, but I just couldn't breathe.
But you couldn't breathe,
and
right? So it's all over your face, right?
I had to open the window. And he was like, no, it's cold for me. I'm like,
okay.
No, I can't. True story.
So
I'm
you can't breathe, and he's saying it's too cold. You can't
And the thing is, in Ethiopia and Eritrea, they have a problem with opening the window in public transportation.
You don't open
really?
Window.
They say, like, some wind hits you from the back or something.
That's what they think colds come from that. Like,
really?
Yeah. That's where they get flus
and so
from.
I'm here.
So someone can't breathe. How are you going to do it?
I needed fresh air.
It was a big pet peeve for you, my friend.
I mean, I couldn't. It was a necessity at that
a necessity,
point. It was
right.
Not even pet peeve. It
was even
like,
more
I
than a pet peeve.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you don't want to come out, aside from cultural things that come up when you're met with this kind of things that you're not really accustomed with, it's also humiliating someone, you know, when you say, oh, you smell a certain way, you're shunning them in a public space.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, of course, deliberately do it in a way that does not humiliate them.
Yeah, gotta be
respectful. So this is where... what I was saying comes up, like you can put yourself in that on the spot, so to speak, like try to like let the person know this is a problem, and you can perhaps this is your problem, and that you don't you are wondering how you've been wondering how to like solve it, and then somebody suggested this, and then you wanted to ask him what he thinks about what another person suggests, if he has any other ideas. Then you share that idea with him. You say, oh, he suggests, oh, I can treat this way, I can handle it this way, or if it's even a medical reason, if there is a medical reason behind it in terms of bad breath.
Mm-hmm.
And he suggests, oh, I see this doctor or that doctor, or I'll go get this medication here and there. In a way, you know, this guy you're talking to is an adult. In a way, he could say, oh, my God.
But how do you start the conversation?
This guy, just, that's my
question,
problem.
Especially.
And now he's telling me how to solve the problem.
How do you start the conversation? Like every time, you know, as journalists, we know that the messenger is always the person who's going to get the
all the blame,
thing.
Yeah.
All
the
blame.
Blame, yeah.
Even if it comes from a good place, mm-hmm. even if the intent of telling someone does not start from like a bad place to laugh at someone or to humiliate them or shun them or all these things that are have negative connotation. Right. You come to someone from a good place and you say it, but getting that first conversation.
How do you start? Especially when this is even a stranger.
Yeah. It depends.
But why is it necessary? Why do we have to instill what we believe onto other people? Why do we have to tell them that? If it's okay in their culture, then that's okay. It's like the sense of entitlement that comes from
well
our
this
culture.
Is this is a different story here. I'm just trying to say mm-hmm. when it comes to a situation whereby it's nothing to do with culture, like a condition.
Yeah.
Someone is giving
okay,
bad breath.
Okay.
I mean, the armpit question, for instance, mm-hmm. it's out of public respect that you have some sort of sanitation, you know?
There's some sort of standard.
Right.
Let's say, for instance, if do you put like trash in a workspace, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
It
you
is going to stink up
the
whole place,
it's
the right?
Cultural, that's our cultural norm. That's
but
society norm.
But also, you know, bad smell kills brain cells. I mean, there is scientific things.
Really?
As well.
And how do you help someone like that? Yeah,
that's interesting.
Because that's
really
the condition.
It is.
You didn't know that, right? I didn't
people
know
did,
that
were either. People always so conscious about being sanitary?
Of course they are.
Yeah,
I mean,
guess,
America
yeah,
overdoes
so.
It. You have a very good point about this being cultural because mm-hmm. America, like, how many times do we shower?
Yeah, two
yeah,
times
we
a day.
We overdo it. I mean,
maybe we do it too much.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Yeah.
What?
Because
exactly,
some people don't.
Some people don't have the means to do that.
Not even means. Yeah. They just don't do it.
Like, just don't
shower. Yes, I lived in Germany.
In Germany, he tells you. This
in
is
Germany,
a
white
developed
people,
country.
Those that I know.
He knows
it's common.
Yeah, maybe
they
that's not good.
They don't take showers every day.
Maybe we don't need to.
For you, yeah.
Maybe
we don't have
don't
to overdo
to.
It.
Yeah.
There's
well,
no
they,
scientific
they,
that.
They wash
exactly.
certain parts,
really?
You know, certain parts of the body, but they don't take showers that often.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I was married to a German before. I know that.
You got to bring up the wives. Come on.
I know that, yeah.
You gotta
that.
Bring
it's
up
like
the ex-wife. Come on,
I'm going to take a shower. When they take it, and they take it once a week, mm-hmm. some twice a week, they spend almost about an hour in the bath. Mm-hmm. In the bath.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
An hour?
It's a hot bath, mm-hmm. and they kind of give it a lot of time to wash. Believe me, this is something that I didn't read. I experienced it first hand.
Who is they?
I think he's talking about Germans.
Germans take a longer time to wash? I did not know this. I have German uncle.
Well, I don't know.
Or, I don't know. I mean,
I'm just
now gonna, I will calculate.
Uncle, you tell
I don't
more.
Know about that, but this is
so
this
it's
his stake.
It's
this
once in a while.
His stake and experience, but
I have
I don't
German
know about
cousins.
That
it's once in a while, but when they do it, they take a long time.
That's what he says, yeah.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. If you don't do it every day,
it's environmentally
you're
friendly.
You're not a dog to be showering.
Like,
every
for example,
minute.
I know in a lot of Arab countries, I don't know if this is an Arab thing or not, but they use the bidet.
What is that?
The bidet is the.
You wash your genitalia.
Your
or
butt and your genitalia. It's like the thing you put on
which
your
is
toilet.
Which is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. You put it on your toilet and it shoots water up so it cleans your everything
oh,
after
oh,
you
yeah.
use the
yeah, I know about that. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
called a bidet.
So hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back in a moment.
VOA News is always at the tip of your fingers.
All the news you want about Africa and the world, day and night, is available on voaafrica.com.
voaafrica.com.
Make it your first source of news and information.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. And right now we're discussing pet peeves. So, back to you, Salim. You said you believe. Our friend Al-Hassan said, you know what? It could come from your spouse or your husband or any significant other. And you know what? You accept it. Like snoring, for instance. Mm. Now, what about you, Salim? Coming from a woman's perspective, can you make these peeves that you think are peeves maybe acceptable to you only because they come from a family member, a friend, husband, spouse, something like that?
I mean, snoring is a good example that you just raised. I'm sure there are obviously double standards if a woman snores and a man snores, obviously.
Thank you.
The laughter earlier that we had, there was something that clicked when we said, oh, you know, when Al-Hassan said snoring, we automatically assumed it's coming from the other gender and laughed harder than we would laugh if a man was snoring.
Right.
I think, you know, hygiene, snoring, you name it, all of it. If it comes to a point where it's interfering with your way of life or being, I think it's important to speak up, you know, like what I just, I mean, we were laughing about it, but I basically had breathing problems in a very crowded bus, a public transportation.
Okay.
I did not want to humiliate this guy. He probably, I don't know, there's a water shortage in the country. And so it's not like, oh, I am this clean person who wants to talk to this guy who's not clean. Mm-hmm. No, it was not that kind of situation. But when there was a compromise for me to open the window, then he spoke up. That's when I had to interject.
You had to say something.
And
right.
So the thing is, it's about when it interferes with the way you do things that you have to speak up. But if it works for them and doesn't interfere with your way of being and living, I don't think...
there shouldn't be any problems.
There shouldn't be any problem.
Well said.
If I may chip in just finally a little bit. But I think we have consciously or unconsciously, we kind of notice, like, in a public space, like, when you speak to maybe another person, depending on how close the person is to you, normally we get a certain body language where either the person kind of acts like he's scratching his or her face, or he's moving his face a little bit far from you into an angle or something. So to speak, individuals get messages. You know, through that, hey, am I having a bad breath or something? Why such a body language towards me? To some extent, people kind of send a certain message. So it may not be, you know, it may be misread, but then somehow, if one is thoughtful enough about body languages, one gets a message, kind of.
Okay. You know. Message so could be sent.
Necessarily hurting the person.
Right.
It may be misread, but then somehow, If one is attentive about body language, one gets the message, so to speak. And I think, even though this is psychological, but I believe it's one of the safest way of putting the message across.
That's true.
Yeah. Well said.
Good. Yeah. Very good. Very good point.
Very good point, my friend Al-Hassan. Thanks. And that's it for our show on Pet Peeves. A big thank you to our guest, Cynthia from Channel TV Nigeria. And also our intern in the house, Nanajwa. Thanks for coming in. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues in the house. Salem, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. And Mr. Caleb Gattaccio.
Thank you.
AKA the philosopher.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And over the phone, Al-Hassan, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be husbands and wives grooming. Does it matter? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC. right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.